Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. In a materialistic culture, we are prone to be exclusively concerned with the body. So when we think of sins, and of serious sins, we're most likely to think of sins of the body. We might even congratulate ourselves by saying, "Look, I'm not the worst guy. I haven't cheated on my wife, or it's not like I go around killing people," which is good because obviously sexual sin and murder are really grave sins, but they aren't the only grave sins. In fact, when it comes to sins that will keep you out of heaven, Jesus and Scripture includes sins of speech. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In his letter to the Galatians, St. Paul gives a list of sins that will prevent someone from entering heaven. Fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, quarreling, party spirit, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So notice things like quarreling and party spirit and envy are in there. Now, what in the world is party spirit? I mean, I would think party spirit would be a good thing. But party spirit, according to Paul, meant creating divisions or factions. Never thought of that, did you? Creating divisions or factions in the family, the church, or society. Here's another list Paul gives. Do not be deceived. Neither the immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor sexual perverts, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor robbers will inherit the kingdom of God. So who or what is reviling? Reviling is gossiping, slandering. It's using our words to tear other people down. So St. Paul is putting sins like gossip, which flows from envy, and slandering and quarreling and creating factions in the same list as sexual perversion, drunkenness, theft, and murder. Which makes it sound like what you say can be a pretty big deal. And our Lord himself in the Sermon on the Mount says that anyone who calls his brother a fool out of anger will be liable to hell fire. So if Christian morality is about living rightly so as to enter the kingdom of heaven, we should probably take a long, hard look at the words we use and the way we talk. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We began by saying that in our culture, we identify serious sins with those sins we commit with our bodies. Violence or sexual sin or drug use or drunkenness. And we often dismiss our words as being of little moral importance. But as a matter of fact, St. James tells us explicitly that the way we talk will guide what we do with our bodies. What he's saying is the way we speak in some ways will determine our behavior. He says, if anyone makes no mistakes in what he says, he's a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body also. If we put bits into the mouths of horses that they may obey us, we guide their whole bodies. Look at the ships also. Although they are so great and driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So James is saying that our speech controls and directs our physical behavior, just like a bridle controls and directs a horse or a rudder directs a ship. Our tongue, he says, determines our moral life. And if we can get our tongues under control, we'll be a lot better people. So if you're struggling with some sin, with envy or resentment or anger or greed or even lust, this is the first question you should ask yourself. How is my speech? How is the way that I talk? How are these contributing to this vice? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We've seen the sins of speech aren't just grave in themselves. They're also connected to other grave sins. So for instance, if you have a problem with sexual sin, the first thing you should look at is how you're speaking. How do you speak about the opposite sex? With honor and reverence and admiration? Do you use coarse language? Do you tell off-color jokes? Are you bringing sexual images to mind or habituating yourself to treat the human body as something for your personal entertainment? If so, you should probably stop that. Or what if you feel resentment or you feel envy toward another person? Do you then make fun of them or tear them down when they're not around? Do you often correct them or argue with them when they are around? Do you tend to be reviling and quarrelsome towards that person? If so, stop doing that. If there's a sin and you recognize it, and you really want to stop it, then begin by putting a bridle in your mouth. Figure out the kinds of speech that aren't helping, and make a resolution to change the way you're speaking. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
At the end of Matthew chapter 12, Jesus makes one of the strongest statements about the need to govern our speech. He says, I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will render account for every careless word they speak. For by their words they will be justified, and by their words they will be condemned. So let's watch ourselves, and let's watch what we say. And when we notice things we say that we shouldn't, let's apologize to the people we're with immediately. And let's ask the Holy Spirit for the grace to make a good resolution to reform our speech so that we will be justified and not condemned by what we say. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, obviously, Teresa, the people listening to the podcast can't see where we're sitting. Do you think the live stream can see this icon of Our Lady? Nope, they can't.
No, they
see.
Cannot.
That's too bad. Right to my right, basically looking over my shoulder, is this amazing icon of Our Lady of Vladimir. And I was thinking during this decade, if I could just learn to remember that the Mother of God is looking over my shoulder like this icon right now,
yeah,
I would speak a lot differently. If I would learn to live in the presence of Jesus and Mary and my guardian angel, I would speak so differently.
I think this is the importance of iconography. I think it's the importance of medals, of reminders, of statues. It's kind of nice being in a Catholic church. You look around and you kind of bite your tongue because you're like,
yeah,
he's looking at me.
I know, but he's with us all the time. You know, and I read there's a great author on the spirituality of living in the presence of Mary. And quoting a number of different saints, he made the point that before you speak to anybody, consult the Blessed Virgin Mary. Ask her, hey, what should I say to this person?
Yeah.
And you'll be a lot less likely to say stupid, sinful stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, you dropped your rosary.
If I try and pick it up now, I'm going to spill 10 things.
I'm going to pull this icon off the
wall. Oh, careful, careful.
It's so heavy. But I want to show everybody because it's really amazing how, look how how Jesus is, put his ear right up to her mouth. So he listens to her before he speaks. I should learn to live this icon. I should listen to her before I speak.
Yeah. I've always been sort of in the practice of when I'm really stressed about something, if I have to speak to anyone or do anything, whenever I'm on this podcast, for starters, sort of offering that to the Holy Spirit and asking for that sort of guidance. And I mean, those things go hand in hand.
Yeah. But where I really need it is when I let down my guard.
Especially that's true. You're kind of, when you're stressed, you're aware. It's when we're not aware.
Yeah, when we're with people we're comfortable with.
When we're not worried, we should be a bit worried.
Yeah. So often we just take situations for granted and then we say something. And once you say it, you can't reel it back in. It's like sending off that email or that text.
Yeah. Well, this is the sad thing about everyone saying like about like drunk texts and that sort of thing. Never be drunk enough to send a drunk text. Don't. Because we all have iPhones and we can reach everyone.
Yeah, that's a good principle.
All at once.
Never get drunk.
All the time.
And never send a drunk text. But I want to live in the presence of Jesus and Mary so that obviously they affect my thinking and my speaking and my behavior. Which probably means I just got to slow down a little bit. What are your thoughts before we wrap this up?
I think I really stand by the idea that if you can rein in your speech, that's the greatest filter for the rest of your actions and thoughts. I've spent a lot of this year, first of all, I started by trying to rein in my cursing, which I think I've been very successful at, but it makes you so aware. It's a filter that goes both ways, because not only do you talk a bit cleaner in general, but you start becoming aware of the things you take in and the things you quote.
Yes. Because
the only thing I found devastating in giving up cursing entirely is there are so many quotes where it's integral to the quote. So you just can't quote it. And then you realize how many things are that way and the sort of things you're taking in all the time. But it just made me very, very aware at the very least where I have to check everything before it leaves the door, in a sense. And I think that's a very effective place to start.
Really is worth thinking about the deep connection between speech and behavior and thinking, how they are so tied together.
And it's true, if you can't control your words, I bet you can't control anything else.
Yeah. I'm reflecting that this has got to be part of my examination of conscience tonight before I go to confession.
Mm-hmm. How late are you going to confession?
No, I'm going to confession tomorrow, but I...
I was worried.
I'm going to confession tomorrow early in the morning, but I need I need to finish my examination this evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to... In fact, I'm writing it down. I need to reflect on my speech. We often overlook that.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's actually better if you just reflect on it before you say it.
It's
something a lot of people don't consider. You could always, and I think it's this, your speech is just the manifestation of your thoughts. So if we can't speak well, we can't think well.
Yeah. Yeah. And if we're cursing, we're not thinking at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this was really delightful, Teresa. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed the conversation. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.